Today, we will be exploring Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5, The Emperor, in a new RCA Victor recording by Arthur Rubinstein with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Eric Leinsdorf. And we will be exploring with Mr. Rubinstein himself some of his own ideas about The Emperor Concerto. Mr. Rubinstein, the honors you have earned are many. Headlines have proclaimed Rubinstein the King. Advertising refers to you as Monarch of the Piano. So perhaps I should introduce you today as the Emperor, since that's the work with which we are involved. Well, Mr. Rubinstein, I hope you don't mind all these flowery titles.
As a matter of fact, I do mind tremendously. You see, America loves to give titles and place people, give them sort of their position at the moment, you know. Sometimes demote them, sometimes raise them, you know, in their appreciation. And those titles are very aggravating to me. I never forget when I arrived the last time to America, Saul Hurock had the charming idea to call me the Prince of Pianists and publish it, you know, on the advertisements, you know, for me, for the concerts. Well, I was frightfully against it, and I begged him not to do that. He said, oh, that's very important. People like to read that, Prince of Pianists. I said, well, if I pay money for anything to be printed, and it can be printed what I think, I would write simply The God. Rubinstein, The God. I mean, I would go all the way. Why take anything less? But my dream, I told Mr. Hurock, my dream, my daydream is to reach the moment of supreme fame when you will just have to print recital by Arthur Rubinstein.
No adjectives at all. That is complete recognition.
You see, I must tell you another little detail which I observed always. When there is a gathering in a salon, you know, in a private house, gathering of famous people, you know, there are lots of lion hunters among society ladies and so on. They usually introduce, well, let's say, Paderewski. They will say, Mr. Paderewski. Oh, Mr. Toscanini. Oh, Mr. Einstein. Oh. And this is the very famous, most celebrated, great painter, Mr. Joe Smith.
Yes, that's right. The longer the introduction, the shorter the talent.
You see, he needs it. And that proves how horrible it is to get those little titles, etc.
Okay, let's turn to your new RCA Victor recording of Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. You're so creative an interpreter of a composer's works. Do you ever find that recording is unsatisfactory because it freezes a single performance?
Oh, no. At the moment of making it, I'm so enthusiastic that I could cry with joy that it came out so beautifully and that it gives exactly what I feel. But I go ahead. A week later, I have a new idea about the tempo of this and that, about the tone, about an accent, about something. I have new ideas. I get very busy about it, very enthusiastic, but the recording can't. It remains the same.
If you're changing your approach to a work constantly, what is the direction you're heading in? Does it end up as close as possible to what the composer tried to say, or is it pure Rubinstein?
Look here. I advise young people, and I advised myself that since quite a few years already. We must perform if we have the gift for receiving from the Creator and giving to the public. You see, that is our job, after all. Giving out what we receive from the Creator to the public. The public cannot get it directly from the Creator because it's on paper. It's dead for them. And we are the link. We are the interpreters. Our job is to bring it alive to the public.
And that you have done so magnificently. This new recording of Beethoven's Emperor, where did you make it?
The thing was made in Boston. The recording of the Emperor was made in Boston with my friend Leinsdorf, who's a brilliant conductor, who brought the Boston Symphony to its old peak again. They are wonderful. It's a great thing to play with them.
I've often wondered, and I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. When you perform a concerto, Who is in charge of the interpretation, the soloist or the conductor?
I am in charge of the feeling about it. There are conductors who might not be convinced. They might argue. There are some arguments which might be solid, which we will take in. There's a little discussion before, and during rehearsals, we sometimes try to get together. Sometimes I give in, sometimes they give in. But on the whole, it's my interpretation, it's my feeling.
In this RCA Victor performance with Leinsdorf, is there anything special for which we should be looking? Any new surprises?
If I should use comparison, I mean, that is the best thing, you know. Surprises, I mean, there is no surprise in such a well-known piece like Beethoven unless you are a traitor to it, unless you do a circus performance of it or something. It is not. I told you that I try to be absolutely solid, respond to every indication of Beethoven himself. I think I've done it, but there you are. I mean, it is very relative. There's lots of my own feeling involved. But there is no surprise, only in comparison with other recordings, I think that might have more vitality, especially the last movement. We were inspired, let's say that word. We were inspired while we were doing it. I hate to use that word easily. It takes courage to say such word, but I do really think that we were inspired playing in it.
Inspired, I think, is a very fitting word. Mr. Rubinstein, do you consider it perhaps dangerous for a performer to undertake a work that is so familiar? I mean, everyone is watching, or listening, rather, like a hawk to detect any variation in interpretation.
I should think, yes, it is rather dangerous. I will make a confession which might amuse the public and gramophone fans. I didn't play this very concerto, the one of the five, until about 10 years ago for the first time in my life. Imagine it, that late age.
But you played all the other Beethoven concerti.
The Emperor I refused to play. And I'll tell you why. I was annoyed when I heard other pianists playing it because some instinct was telling me that Beethoven had written four divine concertos of his heart, of his great, incredible genius, and that the fifth, he tried to be a successful virtuoso. I mean, he had a little glance at the gallery. You know what I mean? So some pianists, they exploited that point of view. And I got boring technical executions, you know, boring performances. I must say I heard the best pianist play it and I was ready to sleep. It bored me. So I decided not to play it because I thought that the concerto had it in it, you know. And then I hit on a recording in California, I remember, 10 years ago. I was given a recording of this concerto by a quite well-known pianist, of course, whom I will not say who it was. And this annoyed me. It was not the regular technical performance, rather boring, but very exact, very, very correct, and so on. So I said, oh, this is really, it's too much. This is not the Emperor of Beethoven. There's much more to it. It's a divine second movement. And it is true, it's repetitious in the third movement, but one can't do it otherwise. And suddenly I went to it and played it. And when I took it up, when I did play it, I became in love with it. You see, I fell in love with it. Now, nothing can prevent me from playing it wherever I can. Whenever I have an occasion of playing it, it is a joy of my life, you know. And then I haven't tired it out by so many years of playing it. You see, I haven't exhausted my feeling for it. It's a recent acquisition.
I suspect you planned it that way, that you'd been saving it for 50 years.
Casually. I didn't make it on purpose.
So you came late to this concerto, and with a fresh outlook. Well, how about other major works, Mr. Rubinstein? Are there any other works that you're reapproaching recently?
Yes, there's another thing that's very strange. As it became everybody's piece, I speak now of the Moonlight Sonata of Beethoven. Every young girl was given it to play, I mean, at least the first movement, which is easy as far as notes go, but not very easy to perform it in the right way. It was played to death by Paderewski all his life long. I mean, he was always having it on a program. There are recordings of it by every living and dead pianist. I have seen four or five old ladies appear at tea time in provincial English hotels and performing parts of it in most dreadful, dreary way. I mean, most discouraging things. But the Victor Company asked me a year ago to make a recording of the three title sonatas.
The Moonlight, the Pathétique, and Les Adieux. Oh, I remember quite a stir when Victor released that album.
Well, I performed those three recordings, which we call the title sonata, and my wife became so moved by my performance of the Moonlight that she exacted from me to play it in public.
Well, then we owe her a debt of gratitude. But tell me how you feel about the Emperor. Is there something that we might listen for in this new recording, some special interpretation you have discovered over the last 10 years?
I discovered simply that the secret of the strength of that concerto lies in tempo. It was always taken in a leisurely, too respectful way for Beethoven. You know, Beethoven is a very formidable personality. One has a certain awe for Beethoven. One has no awe for Schumann or Chopin because one classified them as romantics. So everybody has a hand in on exaggerating things, playing as they like and so on. But with Beethoven, there's a certain fear. They all want to be terribly severe, classic, you know, deep, etc., etc. All the pianists in the world have a special approach to Beethoven. They are frightened of it. And the public has also a very easy way of criticizing their performances. You see, so the Emperor was treated a little bit too pedantically. That's what the word is, you know, pedantically. It became boring, therefore. If you go into it just with all the fury of your temperament and of the temperament which lies in the piece, then the third movement especially becomes the most exhilarating thing in the world, but you must smash it. You must smash it. If I succeeded in smashing it a little bit, I have succeeded in making a good record.
Good. We will look for this smashing quality in this new RCA Victor recording. We have been talking with Arthur Rubinstein. The occasion, the release of his new album of the Emperor Concerto of Beethoven. Thank you, Mr. Rubinstein.